This is Xander.
And Haley.
And Mr. Schlesinger.
Welcome back to the Union Weekly Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be going into the world of choir and stage tech with Mr. C. Discover the blend of music and technology that enhances our school culture.
All right, welcome back to the Union Weekly Podcast. Here is a recap of the past couple of weeks.
The musical field trips went to elementaries.
Yeah, we also had our musical. Thanks for everyone that came.
It was Twin Day.
Thanksgiving break. Hope you all had a great break.
Eighth grade went to go see Hillcrest to see Into the Woods.
Amazing. And we also had a lot of club meets like Yearbook, Chess Club, Debate, and Lego League. Okay.
All right, welcome back. We just had a cool talk with Mr. C. and all he does in the music world. Let's have some upcoming events and announcements.
Tutoring sessions are available Mondays and Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Great opportunity to catch up on assignments or retake tests. Check Skyward for student progress. Contact the attendance office for login assistance. Chess Club meets Wednesdays. Debate Club meets on Thursdays. Both from 3 to 4 p.m. Lego Club is now available, gearing up for a competition in January 2024.
So is Debate.
Yep.
Yeah, and those are all great clubs to join. It's really good to be involved with your school. All right, so some holiday support. If you guys need any holiday support, you can contact Dimitri for winter holiday support for families in need. We really should be arriving to class on time. It is a major priority, and it's a big skill to have in life for a job. Be sure you're ready for lunches and have your PBIS badges ready. And then remember, there's no gov in the building. And then parents, also allow extra time for students to check out due to our huge building.
For PTSA news and updates, we're aiming to raise funds for a movie night, 15 per student target, currently at $2,800. Scheduled for December 12th, 2023, 5:30 to 8:30 at Classic Skating is the carnival night. And for ongoing support, opportunities to support PTSA through shopping at designated websites.
Little correction, that's actually not the carnival night, it's just a little festive night they're having.
It's like skate night.
Yeah. All right, so some upcoming dates is the PTSA Family Engagement Night, which is the December 12th. And then we have a Spirit Day, Ugly Sweaters, on the 15th. And then we have another Spirit Day, Polar Express Pajama Day, on the 19th. And then we have our winter break from the 20th to January 1st, and then the term ends on the 11th of January, and no school on the 12th or 15th.
And just keep in mind as well, with the second term ending on January 11th, all work must be turned in by January 4th. Yeah. It's the last day to turn in work, so keep that date in mind.
Finish your work before break.
Yep. All right, we'll be back with our conclusion and our question of the week.
Hey, Mr. C, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We're so excited to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So you are the choir, guitars, and stage tech teacher here at Union, right?
Yeah, I do quite a few things.
How long have you been teaching here?
Ooh, I think it's, 11 years.
Wow, long time.
Yep, I'm one of the older ones.
So tell us a little about your roles and everything here at Union.
And so, I teach those music classes. I also help out with the musical. What else? I've been on lots of committees right now, like faculty committees. Right now I'm on the school, it's SAC. I don't know what it stands for, but it's like the faculty advisory committee. And so when faculty has issues or concerns, they bring it up and we talk about it. Ms. Zhang's on it, Mr. Capp's on it, Ms. Clark's on it, and we talk about those things. Other than that, I'm just here, helping out with musical, helping out with after-school performances, doing stage tech, which is something I haven't done before, and just loving my job. I love my job.
Nice. Can you give us an overview of what students learn in your classes?
Sure. So the guitar class is like a beginning guitar class. So students who have never played guitar before or have had just really kind of not very much experience with it, learn how to play guitar, basic chords, basic notes, learning how to read tab. In the choir classes, I kind of start everybody as if they've never sung in a choir before. So we learn how to, you know, stand properly, and how to breathe properly, and how not to smile and make your voice sound like it's 3 years old or things like that. The concert choir and the troublemakers is the show choir. They get to sing and they get to dance, and that's difficult because I'm not a very good dancer. So I can teach them to sing pretty well, but the dancing part's a little rough. But we work that through that quite a bit. I have a music crash course that I teach, and it's like a music connections. So it's kind of an overview, like Western music, and we try to get some world music in there too. And there's a rock and roll component where we talk about the history of rock, and they can do lots of things in there. They play recorders, they play ukuleles, they analyze music, they learn how to write rap songs, not very well, because we don't all write rap songs very well. And then stage tech has been kind of interesting this year because we anticipated having an auditorium. So stage tech with no auditorium has been a little rough, but I think we've had some fun. We've done some blood, which I don't think Xander appreciated too much. Yeah. We've set up for the musical. We've done facial hair. We've did makeup plots. And we'll be doing learning how to do light and build sets in miniature form. And then we've been doing a lot of moving from the old building, kind of cleaning up that stuff. So yeah, I do a lot of stuff. So it's never boring. I feel like it's never boring. The kids might think it's boring. I don't think it's boring. There's always something new. Mm-hmm. So
what are some challenges you face in teaching all of this?
Forgetting which day I'm on. I've had that issue a couple times. Just making sure that especially if you teach two classes that are kind of following each other, Mr. S kind of knows how this goes. You don't want one group ahead of the other group sometimes, because you can do that, but then it kind of affects whether you can keep your sanity, because you're trying to run actually two separate classes when they should be kind of the same. Just keeping students engaged. A lot of those classes are quite full, and there's a lot of diverse learners in there, and just trying to make it accessible for everybody. And sometimes kids get put into classes, elective classes, that they don't want to be in for whatever scheduling reason that is. And so kind of winning them over and those kind of things. That's really it. You know, the time commitment. I like teaching middle school because I can give as much time as I want and still have a family life, as opposed to like high school, you know, performances where they have to give so much more. So I like it right here in middle school.
Interesting.
What's your favorite part about teaching?
Being with the kids. You guys are hilarious. So the energy you guys have, and just the fun things that you guys say and that you do, and even when you're pretending to laugh at my jokes, but you really don't like them, I appreciate that. So I like hanging with you guys. And the staff's not bad either. We have a really good faculty here.
Is there any upcoming events?
So our concert choir is singing at the BYU University of Utah men's basketball game on Saturday at 5:00. So we're pretty excited about that. We didn't know that it was a rivalry game when we scheduled it. This isn't my group, but I'll just plug it anyway. So there's also a orchestra and band concert that's on Thursday of this week that's over at Hillcrest at 7. And then we'll have our choir concert in January. So we're excited for that. We wait till after the Christmas season because why not? So,
nice.
Any particularly memorable or funny stories from your years of teaching?
So I remember helping this is one that's always kind of been stuck in my mind. When we did Music Man way, way back, there was lots of issues with that musical. We were here till about 3 a.m. We were at the old Union, not at this one. We were trying to hang a 80-foot flag from the ceiling, and we wanted it to drop down at a certain point, and we could not get that thing to work. And it was 3 a.m. and everyone's punchy at 3 a.m. and the lights went out for some strange reason, and it was so dark, and all you could hear was all the emergency doors slamming, like one after the other after the other, and all the and then the lights come back on like 30 seconds later, and we just kind of left it and went home. But I mean, we laughed about it later. So anyway, so there's been, yeah, that was probably one of the most memorable experiences I've had. And that's when I learned never to stay after midnight at the school. So
all schools are haunted.
They are. It's true. Oscar the Ghost.
Even the new one?
Well, I hope not, but I'm sure something's going to happen. So we're haunted by Father Brian.
Oh, any final thoughts before we end?
No, I've been at Union a long time, and Union's a great place to be. And it's, I really appreciate like all the fun things that you guys do, like this podcast and everything else. And so Bobcats forever. So.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Welcome back. So here is Mr. Schlesinger's question of the week. So I found this one to be pretty interesting. So Georgetown University, really, really good university in Washington, D.C., really well known. Georgetown University, their school colors are gray and blue. Now, they are gray and blue for a reason, a very, very specific reason. So your question of the week is, you need to tell me why Georgetown's school colors are gray and blue. And I'll give you a hint too. It has something to do with history.
Color.
I know, right? I will say this. It has nothing to do with their mascot, which is a Hoya. You know what a Hoya is?
No.
It's a type of dog. So they're the Hoyas, which is a type of dog. But the reason why the school colors are blue and gray, and it's like a navy blue and gray, is actually a really cool historical reason. And keep in mind, it's in Washington, D.C. So there's your question of the week.
Okay, well, thanks for watching this episode, and we'll see you guys on the next.
Yeah, have a good one. We'll see you next time.